I think Connor will do a good job. I mean, anybody who knows Connor had been around him, the things I could say I know for sure is he'll be prepared and he'll compete as hard as anybody. He's done a good job. You know, it's his first week going with him. It's really his first team taking snaps since training camp. You know, and he's gotten better each day. You know, the first day we threw a lot at him. It was more walkthrough tempo because of the Christmas schedule and everything. But he finished strong today doing some red zone stuff. And I think he's looking forward to having another day tomorrow to look over everything. And then Sunday morning, and I think he'll be ready by kickoff. Yeah, you always have to. You got to make – there's not enough reps in the week to rep everything, you know. And usually when you get it, you only get it versus one look, and the defense is usually going to play a lot more than one look. So you don't want to put a guy in a situation where he's doing plays for the first time live out on the field. So you try not to put as much in. You put stuff he's comfortable with. But at the same time, you got to have a few plays in there that if the game does go a different direction, you still give him a chance to win. But we try to give him stuff he's comfortable with. I mean, they're both mobile guys, you know, so I'd say that's where the main similarity is. You know, Connor, we like to mess with him. We say Connor's a little faster because his 40 time was better at Indy. Johnny's probably a little bit quicker, but they are similar in terms of their mobility. You know, I've been proud of a lot of stuff we've done this year. Obviously, I've been disappointed here with the last few weeks. You know, I think we played our best ball earlier in the year, and we haven't been these last few weeks. So definitely happy with how some things have gone this year, but I wanted to finish better than we have. Luckily, we got one more game left, so we have a chance to change a little bit of the sour taste we've had these last few weeks. You know, Brian, I thought, did some good things versus Atlanta. That was probably our last game that we moved the ball well. You know, I think when we finished that game, we were a top 10 offense. You know, he had a few bad plays in that game. That's why he was really hard on himself after the game and everything, but it was just a few bad plays. You know, they're pretty pivotal plays, too. That's why they stuck out. But since that game, you know, we went versus Buffalo and tough defense, and you know, Brian didn't play his best, but there's a couple of plays he'd like to have back, and the people around him messed up too. And when that happened, it kind of compounded, and Johnny came in and got a drive there at the end. And then we came out versus Indy, and that was one of our worst games, you know, especially with the way the defense played that week. And, you know, the offense solely lost that game versus Indy. Then we made the change, and Johnny's got some experience in these seven quarters he's played. Thought he showed some improvement versus Carolina, but I really didn't get to play in there long enough to give him as much as we would have liked. So Brian came back in, and I thought did a good job giving us a chance. I thought, you know, we picked it up moving the ball a little bit better. I made that big play to Jordan, which gave us a chance to win the game. And then now we're here this week with Connor. So, you know, Connor's going to get some experience that he really wasn't planning on, and neither were we. But that's how it happened last week with the two injuries. So I'm looking forward to working with him and seeing how he does. My main goal is you want as many quarterbacks you can have who you think are very good players. You want all guys who are capable of being starting NFL quarterbacks consistently. They don't have to fit a certain mode. I think there's lots of ways you can be successful in this league, but it comes down to moving the chains and scoring points. We didn't change the offense when Johnny went in. It's kind of funny. You move a guy back to pistol and everybody thinks that you did. We ran one play for Johnny that we didn't run that year for Brian. So, you know, and that's kind of how it was when I was with Robert too. You know, we did put in the pistol, and the one play that we did out of the pistol that wasn't in our offense before that was the zone read. But when it's not the zone read, we're running, you know, the same offense that I've ran for my 7 years as a coordinator. So it's not as different as people think. We do a lot of keepers and stuff, which are good with slow quarterbacks, and it's good with mobile quarterbacks. You know, the thing that we add in when you get a more mobile guy is the zone read, just to keep defenses off. And when you add that in, it sets up a few different play passes, but you're running the exact same concepts off of it. So the receivers are doing the same thing they've done all year. Quarterbacks are going through the same progressions they've done all year. And not as much change as it seems. Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's sometimes a year can be too early to give up on a quarterback. Sometimes quarterbacks have struggled for a few years, and then they've come out and picked it up in their second half of their career. So I don't think of it really in terms of absolutes in anything. I look at every situation. We got seven quarters to evaluate them off game tape, and I got a whole year of working with them through practice and training camp to evaluate them off of. So I got a lot more in my mind with dealing with Johnny than just those seven quarters, and I think it'll help us going into the off season where he needs to improve, and more importantly, him knowing. You know, you can talk all you want and tell him, and he can believe it and stuff, but when you get that experience and you get thrown into the fire, then you really understand, and it kind of helps you going into the off season with the urgency and really truly knowing what you got to improve at. Yeah, I think every person on our team gives us a chance to win. There's no doubt at every single position, especially with rookies. Johnny's got to get better, and I got to get him a lot better. I think every player on our team needs to get better, and so do we as a coaching staff. You know, hopefully we can finish 8-8 this year, but you know, right now we're 7-8, and you're either always getting better or worse. And until we can be that one team that's happy at the end of the year, that one team that wins the Super Bowl, us coaches definitely are going to always be frustrated trying to improve everyone.